Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I don't think I meet the threshold for success to be taken.
So. But what if they wanted like a lot of microphones?
Kanye West and Bianca Censori. They're under investigation by Italian police for possibly breaking standards of public decorum.
I don't know. I think there was like something wrong with the zipper.
You think he was just straightening his undies or something like that?
I heard his belt buckle smelled funny.
Oh, that's gross.
Did he ever say, I want you to say it like this, O'Mara. WNBC.
No, he asked him to emphasize in.
In July. Peas grow there.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Oh, a tense morning in the O'Mara household today. Oh, this is a... there are days that I probably don't notice my hang-ups, and then there are days that I become aware of my hang-ups right away. This is one of those days. I preface what I'm going to tell you right now by saying I am aware of my misbehaviors, and I will you'll hear about them in this story, and I get it.
To preface when you hit the mic this morning, you were 110% pleasant.
No, no, but that's now. That's
yeah,
that,
yeah, yeah. I'm just saying, you're about to say, you've come out of it.
All right. So, for the purpose of explanation, this concerns my son. And this morning, we wake up. We always arrange who's going to do kid drop off at the school. That's how we handle it. And, you know, we're kind of a well-oiled machine. You know, Carla knows my schedule. I know her schedule. And we're just like back and forth in the way we do it. So Wednesdays and Thursdays, optional for me to drop off. And I'm cool with that. I like it, actually. I like driving him down to school. So today Carla's schedule, she's going to be downtown. She's dropping off. And I am tasked with, she said, I put some stuff out for Michael because it's picture day at the school. I'm like, oh, I'm all into that.
Wow, so early
And so she says, yeah, his stuff is out, but you can help him with that. Now, I've prepped him for different things. I got some stuff in his closet where we've gone to a nice place to eat for Easter and stuff like that. And that's so I'm ready for this, and I'm into it. I hop up, run in there, and we start. I see the stuff laid out on the bed, and I'm like, okay, all right, this is cool. I find the Easter jacket he wore that's in it. He likes to dress up. He's into it. He likes to be a little dandy when he's having these days. I'm cool with that. On the bed is the nice pair of pants. Fit him great. Mm-hmm. The jacket, we try that on. Great. Carla's put out this little dress shirt. Looks great. And then he says, Dad, I might want to wear a tie. I'm like, tie is cool. If you want to go with tie, there are going to be many years you're not going to go with tie. We get a tie. We get a little bow tie, and he looks styling. He's like, he's got the little Velcro bow tie, by the way, something that I think everybody ought to have instead of that stupid ass hook that people wear with the fake bow ties. I think the Velcro
tie it. It's not hard to tie.
It is for me. I've never tied a bow tie, so
but
I've never really
paid
attention.
But you used to have the bow tie machine that would tie it for you.
They used to have a machine.
Yeah.
I have never done
it's like
it.
The auto
never,
pen.
I didn't know that.
I've never done it. I've always thought it'd be, I don't like guys with the bow ties per se. There's a stigma, you know, with the
why,
you know with
sharp
the,
and smart.
I think of sharp
well,
and
makes
smart.
Him, no, it makes him think of weddings.
I arrogant. Had a professor with a bow tie. He was awesome.
Was he arrogant?
No, he's the associate dean of the Robert H. Smith School of Business now.
Hmm.
We salute that.
Yes,
that's a well accomplished man. Yeah.
Hi, Joe Bailey.
So
I know Joe Bailey.
Yes,
good guy.
Good guy.
Yeah,
he's great. He saved the building and loan.
Yeah. No, that was a different Bailey.
used to be at MIT.
You know me.
As we MIT. Wow, rarefied air there.
Yeah.
As we were getting ready, he says, "Dad, I got a little cramp. We load him up He gets the jacket.
Right.
He gets the little bow tie.
Because it's pictured.
I go into my drawer and I get him a little pocket square. And he's styling.
It looks great.
Then we get to the shoes and he brings out these shoes that just don't match the outfit. I said, Michael, it's your footwear. You can be cool. You wear sneakers. You got blue. Dad, they have dirt on them. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
All right, whatever.
Is he concerned about something that's not going to be in the picture?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He wants to put it together. And today, I mentioned he's on that character council.
Mm. Yes.
One of their main tasks with character is to greet students on Wednesday mornings. And this is the first day of it. And I'm like, okay, hey, he'll be styling for that. How cool will it be?
Yeah.
My kid out in front of the school saying, good morning, welcome to King, you know, and then he's like,
it's a whole
he's
show.
In the outfit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go back. My work is done. He looks great. I sit in the sedentary chair, which it will henceforth be referred to as.
The recliner?
The sedentary. Yes, the recliner sedentary chair. My mm-hmm. chair. You know what? You've seen it.
Yes. I've sat in it.
Right. Not 5 minutes later, Mrs. O'Mara comes around the corner and says, Michael's not going to school today. And
oh.
I'm like, what? Said, he just threw up. I mean, he just really threw up in front of me. And I'm like, I guess the reaction I had was not of the sympathetic variety, you know?
Oh.
And I realized right away that I'd made a mistake because I kind of rolled my eyes. I'm like, great. She said, what are you doing? He threw up. And I, suddenly I think of all those nerd kids that power through, bring disease into the school. The ones that have what? From elementary school
yes.
all the way through their senior year in high school.
Perfect
the
attendance.
Perfect attendance record.
Yes, exactly.
And they're always, I've always admired that as much as I've hated them. I've admired them at the same time, right? I've admitted.
Were you saddened the first day Michael missed school and you said, well,
sure.
There's an award he's not getting?
There well, is. He's not going to get that one.
There's
right?
also, look, we're selfish. And sure. I am with you 100%. It's picture day. Don't be sick today.
Dressed him 15 minutes
Don't be
before.
Sick today. We picked out the outfit.
We put on a tie.
I barely get a chance to see you, kid, because I got all these golf games. I don't have time for this.
That's
wow,
mean.
That was the turn.
This
mean?
Is my day.
That's mean to me. I got that. Believe me, that comes into play. That comes into play. I get it. Trust me. Feeling pressure
mates,
on that, Oscar.
My
from
mates
the previous
just
thing
won't
we discussed.
Understand
is
that I'm a father, and they don't care about you or Carlo because they've got their own lives.
Isn't
Hello,
Oscar a bit
my
like
name's
a watchmaker?
Michael O'Mara, yeah. And I play at a golf place that is beyond my mean. there it is. There it is. It's out there. Buy a fruitcake. Oh, it's too late for
would
that.
Would you say yes. to him, son, many times I've thrown up and I've still made it to the golf course.
Yes.
No. And it's interesting that everyone's bringing it's like you were there.
Yeah.
Carla's probably laughing her ass off right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, it's done. We are in the middle of a fight at this point.
Yes.
Because I have reacted the
wrong
way.
Well, because she's hurt. She's like, it's your son.
Yeah. But she doesn't realize that I'm really excited for him.
Yes.
And his day.
Yes.
And
because showbiz.
And you also know your next picture day is going to be on a Monday, and you got to play that Monday.
You know what? It'll be really awkward because it's going to be makeup picture day.
Yes.
And that's where it's like.
Do they have makeup picture day?
They do.
Is this room 29? We're going to need Michael. Oh, is it Mira? Bound to come down to the gym.
All right, and they'll let him know so he can.
Yeah, they'll
of
give course. You a heads up. It'll definitely be on a day that
he might not get the free comb though, because this is not the big day.
But you cannot argue with vomit.
No,
you just can't. By
and
the way,
that's
vomit
the name
will be,
of the show.
It's vomit and diarrhea. We've learned that
vomit will be working its way into the show.
Yes,
again. But get back to flash forward right before I come in here because Mrs. O'Mara has gone off to work. She said I have to go to work. And I'm sitting there with my computer and my show prep,
and the fruit of your loins.
I am he's in his bedroom.
Yeah, but he's there with you.
Yeah, he's here. But I'm looking. I'm like, chopped liver here. What are we doing? I mean, I'm participating as well. Have a great day. Only person that works. Again, I'm getting that way too much lately.
Yeah.
You got to put the actuary table up.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. From history.
Yes.
Can you put that chart together for him?
Oh, here it is. Easy. Yeah. I know what the show archives will tell us.
So it's over. I call her. We're discussing some different things. We're dealing with some financial issues that we have to tidy up.
Did you say, honey, everything's good here? I threw down some sawdust.
No.
Everything is going to be okay.
No, I'm talking about how my reaction was.
Okay.
It's funny that Oscar mentioned selfish.
Yeah.
My reaction was selfish in that if you consider selfish wanting to have my kid to have a great day, you know,
yeah, but
and look
also,
good for his picture.
We don't. I'm not a father, and I don't. Not yet. And I don't
I'm
know.
I'm terrible with sick people. Yeah, you guys know.
Yes,
that.
But yes. It's. I'm on team Mike in if there wasn't a wonderful, you know, kid and a wife around. Because when we want something and we've planned for something and our mind is ready for something.
Set.
Right.
You want that something to happen.
You want it to happen.
And,
I agree. And I'm team Mike as well.
When you derail that, of the three of us, Mike is not, he doesn't do well with change.
No. And he likes what he likes when he likes it.
Can I throw this in?
Yes.
I'm dealing with stomach issues maybe 2 days out of 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Every week.
You're like, man.
Every other week there's
no one
a
told me having a kid was going to be this nonsense of like, oh, my tummy.
My tummy. And I get it. I did it when I was a kid. Yeah.
But it does suck. You know what? As someone, dad to dad, it's the worst part of it. Because it's something that you realized at like, age 17, 18, when you grew up. You can't do this. You've got to play through.
Yeah.
You've got to play through.
Yeah.
And Carla's not of that mind.
Yeah, no, she is not.
My parents, God forbid I'd say my stomach hurt. I was scared to say anything.
To say it.
Yeah.
To even say it.
Great world that would be if that was this house.
Seriously. My morning would have been an F-flow that, no, it wouldn't have.
He still would have puked.
Because the vomiting was in front of her.
Puking is different.
Yeah. Is there anything going around?
Again.
Do you think, is there anything going around or do you think it's like a food poisoning thing or what do you think?
Well, I could go into the bedroom and ask the person that's lying in bed with his shirt off eating Raisin Bran out of the box.
Well, that's good for the tummy.
Maybe that would give me some clarity that maybe it's not a virus.
Virus.
See, that's where I'm a monster.
It could be a virus.
Do you whisper?
So this would be the look. That he got okay when I came around the corner and I see that the box on the stomach,
just having
looking at his phone,
watching The Price is Right.
Sure,
So I walk in, I go, "How you feeling?"
Yeah,
and better.
Goes up. Better.
Okay, Ferris, enjoy yourself. but you can listen. Well, we've all been there. We've all been there as kids. Remember with Ferris Bit? I knew kids that would warm up the thermometer.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, that still type does of thing. It.
But how do you, don't trump the projectile.
No, the vomit
wasn't
lying
to me
about
it.
That's a cool one. That's one that gets you through.
And then I'm, in apology mode, up until the show.
I guess it was sixth grade. I was 12. I faked a liver biopsy. And that got me out a day and a half of school, which
was
pretty
failing
good.
Even back then.
Maybe, it was.
Maybe you should have gone to it.
Maybe.
But it's not. Look, when you there are two ways you're going to look at life. You can look at life like everything is the be-all, end-all.
It can't
And
be,
I think I look back at life and I say to myself, I wish that I had had that extra little shove. I do.
Yeah.
For motivation.
Yeah.
Not that I would have chosen a different career path, and my work ethic when my career path began was solid as a rock. I'm very happy with it.
Yeah,
there are
if
things
you're, if
I gave
up. If you're trucking tape,
you know,
like when you had your recording studio back in the day, the fact that you were like running a business is tough.
Yeah, when you would show up to the Amish market and there'd be a trace of vomit on the tape.
No, I'm being serious. Like that's. It's not easy to do.
It's not.
And in your world, it was like running tapes back and forth. Like people don't like sending emails back and forth.
That what Oscar's referring to is I had a commercial recording business where back in the day, this guy was not satisfied with over the phone. We didn't have the technology where you could play an item over the phone and have it sound
or
like
send
it would
a
sound
file.
On the radio.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or send a file. So I'd drive out with a cassette and play it on the cassette and go back and forth maybe three, but the most was three times.
Was that the Amish market
myself.
Or was that Laurel?
Amish market was, it's funny you remember that. The Amish market was was on the Eastern Shore.
Oy.
This guy was over the Bay Bridge.
Yes.
Into Laurel, Maryland. Yeah. That's where his place was.
Did he ever say, I want you to say it like this, Omera. WNBC. WNBC.
No, he asked him to
accent. Mr. DeFrancis.
He asked him to emphasize in.
In July. Peas grow there. So that's the morning I'm talking about here. And it is frustrating. It is a little bit frustrating. But you know what? On the large scale of things,
would a monster conduct a household without Raisin Bran? No. You're a good guy. You provide.
I try. And I'm trying not to be dickish because, look, the fact is the fact. And the fact is projectile. That's the fact. But obviously, tummy time has recovered.
Yes.
And as many children do, thoroughly enjoys the,
He's
the
resilient.
Life of liege.
What was supper last night?
It was more like what was breakfast this morning.
Oh, okay.
And frozen pancakes. So they might have had some Griblies in there.
Pancakes? You know who brought in? And I don't want to give him a free plug.
I did not prepare the breakfast this morning.
The
best dietitian. Thank you.
Carla, food poisoning takes some time to gestate.
Woo!
Not your fault. Foxworth is relaunching his show on ESPN. And
Dominique Foxworth.
Yes, Dominique Foxworth.
Wonderful. I'd love to get him on again.
Of the Dominique Foxworth show and debatable for you ESPN fans, so... That's cool. And he had his entire ESPN staff here. You still have everybody in the conference room, right?
Big meeting.
And he brought it. Was it Founding Farmers Breakfast for the entire office?
If you don't know, folks, if you're in D.C., Founding Farmers is one of the finest breakfast brunch places you can eat at.
Agreed.
That's the joint we all went to.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And I...
Wow.
We get Panera for lunch, so thank you.
Farmers, God, so I can't
good
wait.
Luck not cracking a tooth on that baguette.
So
Panera, jackass.
Yeah, really.
Sweet. So when
here's your rock, Brett.
When he brought that in, super generous, but also you forget that you sometimes forget your friends are wealthy,
right?
And you're like, this is just this is breakfast for him.
Yeah,
I literally go to Wawa and get whatever is what the leavings are right next to the cashier, and that's my breakfast.
Yeah, hope so there's 10 blackberries left.
I was very excited.
More salmon, kids.
And I said,
does Carla ever get confused and put the salmon in the toaster?
Yeah,
so like
crispy,
like the true DJ.
Yes,
I roll in.
Yes,
to this like beautiful spread, but I also. I know the whole bit, Don and Mike eat first. Like, I know that bit. Not going to mess with it. I'm not going to play around. So I wait a while to let the ESPN staff.
It's amazing what sticks with people.
Yeah, I know.
Forget that.
Well, because.
Was that Lisa?
Well, yes, it was. But it truly stuck in your craw as well.
Yeah.
For the worst food in the world.
Yeah.
It was noodles and company.
Don and Mike eat first. But
don't you touch that macaroni and cheese.
25 listeners in the hallway. Yeah. The two fat pigs eat first.
All hail.
So you learn lessons in life. And I know that this is that ESPN staff that like helped develop, what is it, PTI and Around the Horn. This is that core
pros.
Team,
yeah.
Right? Pros.
Big time TV people.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
I totally get it.
So I wait and, and our team's great. And because Dominique goes around, he's like, hey, I brought breakfast for everybody.
He was very, very open with
so nice and sweet. But we all play our position. We're all very good about it. There are no rubes or just miscreants on our staff. Mm-hmm. And I don't even have to tell them.
Not like a radio station.
Not like a radio station.
If you put a spread like that in a radio station, it would look like it was, you'd send them in there, and by the time it leaves, it might as well be covered with pigeon crap.
Yeah, yes. Well, what would happen is that Tim McWilliams would open the back of his car and take some home for the kids.
Like, and they probably, even though it's high end, They probably have some plastic utensils, and they would be just scattered to the wind.
Of course.
You know, with cream cheese, not plastic knives.
How did cream cheese get on the ceiling?
You forget what a gourmet brunch is like if you don't have it.
This place, and I don't mind plugging them again.
No, it's great.
Founding Farmers, that's the name of the joint?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And I think they have a D.C. and a McLean location.
They do.
Yeah.
And
by the way, if you go there, swimming in Smith Lake, if you're going there for lunch, that's a breakfast. That is a dessert item.
Yes.
It's the greatest I have ever had.
I remember.
Cake experience.
I'm eating, as Shannon used to call them, a pan clock.
Simply the greatest.
What's a pan clock?
A pancake. She calls them pan clocks. I don't know.
Okay, it's very good.
It's one of her favorites, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Yeah. And I'm eating it.
The pan up your
She was singing a new song to me this morning.
What's that?
What was that?
She said, good morning, good morning. Yeah,
that's
it was
great. I'd love to hear her sing.
I was very surprised.
All right. And I'm like, is this a regular thing? I say this out loud from the table away as I'm eating, and all the writers are there and producers.
Like a regular ESPN thing?
Yeah, I was like, do you guys do this? And I was like, and Dominic's like, whoa.
He said, hopefully.
He said, oh, no. He goes, let's not get crazy here. I figured we're kicking off the season, something special.
Nice thing for the talent.
Exactly.
And then one of the producers, I can't believe I'm talking about this, but you know what? They didn't say not to talk about it.
Exactly.
Okay. They said there was a catering budget for PTI. And I said, well, yeah, of course there would be. Because it's Tony Kornheiser and Mike Wilbon. It's a big dog show.
And it's a staff.
Yes, it's a staff.
High-level staff people, you know, and it's professional television.
Yes, exactly.
Tony and Mike eat first.
That's all I thought about. Because it reminded me of like the heyday of radio.
Yes.
Yep.
Where they were very thoughtful. They was like very professional. They said, like Tony would always get his turkey sandwich from his one place, and you had to get it from that place because he was very particular of that place. And I remember when we were on the air, and this is D-grade celebrity middays, WJFK.
Mm-hmm.
We would have to eat lunch on the air off like during the break.
Right.
Because it was middays and five hours of middays. And I remember we were so particular about our lunch because it was the
with
one.
With your minions, with your interns that had to go out and get it.
Yeah.
With landfill.
Yes.
You know? And I want the mustard, not the mayos, and that special mustard.
I remember one day.
Because it's an important part of your
day. That's all we had to live for.
Mike, I remember one day, and it was a ratings day, and that was always big news around there. You know,
it was tense, too.
Live and die by it. And I went in to see our operations manager, CK, to get the numbers. And sitting in his office silently was we call him Blue Shorts, Chris.
Yes.
Oh yeah, one of the interns for
now
you guys.
Was
it for you guys?
With two submarine sandwiches in his pants because he got the order wrong for you guys.
Yes,
but he didn't say anything. He didn't explain it. It was just getting the numbers, and he was sitting in there with sandwiches.
He's gonna live on that for the rest of the week.
Yeah, that's better than getting paid.
So anyway, getting back to the little man, he's in there with Raisin Bran and. I pulled him out of football tonight because
That's wise.
If he does have any grip, I certainly don't want the team getting it two nights before the game.
Right.
I don't want that to happen. And by the way, he was kicking ass last night. And he was but it is what it is, and we will see.
Oh, so and it's speaking of football, tomorrow marks the return of a favorite. I'll just say that.
Oh, my goodness. Nikki Diamond.
Yes.
I feel we should promote the hell out of that. Nikki Diamond will be back on the show.
I can't wait to see where he is in life.
Yeah.
Oh, well, fantastic.
Tomorrow, the first NFL game, so he wants to give us his picks.
Did you buy the YouTube TV?
I did not. I'm waiting to, put a few things in place first.
Got it.
I saw FML. You wanted to address
FML.
Something.
FML.
About the subscription and unlimited.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Thank you. Online, a listener was kind of to remind you that, and we don't get a single dime. We should have an affiliate.
We should.
Shame on me.
Right.
The YouTube TV has, it has unlimited recordings.
That I saw that and.
Explain that.
I didn't think it was that, in fairness to this guy. Thank you for the heads up.
Uh-huh.
How hard is it to manage your DVR by just deleting things?
Mm-hmm.
There's a mass delete button on the Comcast box.
And nobody does it.
Well, I do.
I do.
You do?
Yeah, right. I go in because
I should do it more.
I have a very tidy DVR.
When you're rocking every nightly news and every Squawk Box.
I don't record that much. I really don't record that much.
You like, do you have it set to record like all movies with some person in it?
Oh,
I would have to even. I can't even tell you the last time I went into a DVR.
Because
I can't even tell you.
You love your Jennifer Garner.
Mm-hmm.
Set it to pick up Jennifer Garner movies.
But can't you just get
stream
those on
everything.
Netflix and Hulu? And
not always.
What I do.
Not
I stream. Always. I stream everything. Mm-hmm. I'm always streaming everything. I was watching the Liam Neeson, the latest typical
the
Liam
new
Neeson
retread.
Movie.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, I just got so bored. I'm watching it and it's free and I'm just drifting off. I just fade away on it because
it's
so
Pat
dry.
Goss has moved on.
Mm-hmm. Passed on.
I'm sorry.
Well, moved on if you think of it in terms of like that, you know?
This is going to be good.
All right. But you talk about an automobile.
I'm a mark for Motor Week. And
BG products.
Motor Week is jammed into my DVR, and that's the one thing I won't delete because I like watching the reviews on the cars.
Tell me what that is because I'm looking.
It's America's oldest news magazine show about cars.
And it's is it streamed somewhere or?
He's laughing because that is their tagline.
I know, and that's really
America's
not
oldest,
longest running. I'm sorry,
it
longest
doesn't
running.
Sizzle.
No, it's
do
so
they
many
have
words.
A, do they have a catering budget?
It's so many words.
Pat like, Goss eats first.
Remember, we're America's longest running auto news show in America.
Mike, it's the perfect attendance of auto news.
Where does it stack up against Doug DeMuro?
Oh, okay, he's a relative newcomer.
Yeah, Doug DeMuro, by the way, he sold his cars and bids to a private equity firm for, I think, $30+ million within 2 years.
Boo.
We're doing something wrong. It's just crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yep, he's very wildly popular.
It's either him or this guy from Hoovy's Garage. The guy from Motor Week, I got to get his name, the host.
Yeah.
He seems like a horse's ass sometimes.
Where can one get Motor Week?
On Maryland Public Television.
Oh, MPT.
Oh, okay.
Or if we can't get someone from that show on here, low rung. We're low rung in the business.
I personally over the weekend tried to track down the watch guy from Northern Ireland.
Yes.
That has the only luxury watch shop in the aisle.
Yes.
And trying to track him down and get that. I think we should get all of our things down.
Yeah.
We should, Rob should try to get Ben Mankiewicz on. Mm-hmm. I should try to get this guy Nico on.
Yes.
And Oscar should try to get the automobile.
I want Hoovy from Hoovy's Garage. And this guy just buys old cars like you're talking about, Mike. Like, but I'm saying old Ferraris.
Yeah.
That are rebuilds and rebuilds them and then sees
might
he can
be
sell
a guy
them.
That I've watched. Is he like out? Is he in Florida?
He's in Kansas.
He's in Kansas.
Yeah.
Because there's a guy that buys luxury automobiles that might be beaters and tries to fix them up, which is fun too.
So
I like that as
that
well.
Guy, he's
did
got
he
a,
ever work with Pat or did he just replace Pat?
Who?
This guy on Motor Week.
Oh, no, he worked with him. They actually, there was a touching tribute to Pat. I think they gave him 60 seconds.
We're talking about...
he was on there for 20 years.
I'm such a monster.
Around the world,
I'm
we're
so
talking
sorry.
About a guy named Pat Goss. He was a radio guy that had a weekend show on our old radio station.
He
was a car man. And his show was not a buy new car show or rate new cars. His show was a repair your car show.
He was the nicest man.
Nicest man off air, on air,
feisty.
He could come across as a little prickly.
Yeah.
Oh, prickly is a nut.
Is a nut. He'd be like, oh, you're not going to want to do that.
Yeah.
And you should have planned ahead for
that. I can't believe you did that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was a wonderful show.
But he
very
would,
popular.
When I was hosting auto infomercials that would precede the Pat Goss program, if we got totally off track, he would come in and correct us in a very cool way. He was a nice guy. He shared his talent. I liked him a lot.
Right. How would he do that? I don't understand.
Like with someone, if we were saying, I don't know if this is the proper engine for this car or is this a proper upgrade to buy this car? And he'd come in and say, no, you're wasting your money. Don't
you know,
do it.
I know we're totally stream of conscious
now.
Great. We're doing this. I'm watching the other day, speaking of combustion engine, I am watching canals in an area of Thailand, and they put these four-cylinder turbocharged engines into what's called a longboat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And these are are automobile engines, and then there's this long drive shaft that goes to the propeller, and these things are like the speed of sound. It is so fast, it's great to watch if you like combustion engines, okay. And I love combustion
Just to clarify
engines.
Here for our listeners, yes. If you know John Davis from Motor Week, that's his name? Yeah. He's the host.
Sounds like a fake name.
We'll take it. And that's one guy we definitely would want on. I think that's my 1A, but my 1B is Hoovy from Hoovy's Garage.
Right, I gotta look him up.
This guy, he's got a prolific, he's the type of guy that has two kids. He buys a Maybach for $40,000.
Is it H-U-V-E-Y?
H-O-O-V-I-E. Hoovy. Tyler Hoover is his name.
Oh, but Hoovy is a nickname.
He's a youngster. He's a baby.
Yes.
What's him?
Hoovy's Garage.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, he is a kid.
Nice t-shirt.
I'm watching this guy. And in the break room, this is on a Saturday. And then Rob Ford comes in. He's like, oh, you a Hoovy guy? And I'm like, am I a Hoovy? What? He goes, you're watching Hoovy's Garage. I said, that's Tyler Hoover. And I said, oh, are you a Hoovy guy? You're clearly a Hoovy guy. He goes, I'm a Hoovy guy.
I could become a Hoovy guy. Does he do reviews or does he do restorations?
He does everything. He's great. Oh, he's like a less, Doug DeMuro, fine. He's like your Nordstrom. Hoovy is like the target of car reviewers. Like,
okay.
It's classy. It's not trashy like Walmart, but you know,
he's Target. Yeah.
And I'll take Target. I might be more of a Target guy. Hoovy. Because also Hoovy off the air, this is alleged. I don't know the details. Maybe going through a divorce. Because anywhere between season one and season two, his wife is now missing.
So Hoovy's got a garage.
Yes.
Right? Where he's doing stuff.
Not missing as a missing person. So just divorced.
Well, I know.
This is Hoovy watching a forklift.
Welcome to Hoovy's Garage, the dumbest automotive channel in all of.
That's all I need.
Seriously.
Yeah.
That is all I need. He is on a child's toy. And he falls backwards out of it. Welcome to Hoovy's Garage. I like it already.
So now you're a Hoovy guy.
I've got a sick kid. I'll be watching it all afternoon.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm ready for it.
Eating Raisin Bran and watching Hoovy.
Yeah. I won't reach into that Raisin Bran.
There are so many episodes. And the way that he, like, there's just so many different cars that he'll buy just messed up, and then he'll take it to his mechanics, real guys in Kansas.
Right.
And he'll say, how much is it going to... And then he like works off the credit from like other cars he sold to them.
Is it a little bit like American Pickers, where they go through the process of the restoration and what needs to be done?
American Pickers is so contrived.
Well,
this guy is losing money left and right.
Hoovy is?
Yes.
I love it. So he's pouring his soul into this endeavor.
Yes.
And
meanwhile, his wife walks out. Yeah, it's horrible.
Wouldn't we all like to do that? I really would. Yeah. I mean, it would be super fun.
In the middle of his divorce, he has to move out of his house where he had a car lift, like two cartoon sized car lifts.
And he's documenting this.
Oh, I'm all
and then
in.
He's documenting moving the car lifts, and he's like, I can't believe I have to pay thousands of dollars to move a car lift out of my house. He moves into an airplane hangar at the Wichita Airport, somewhere random.
Big airline industry in Wichita.
He has a friend who had this like place that was letting him stay there and put his cars there until he finds a new spot. And full circle, no spoiler alert, he ends up buying a farm. He just bought a farm that he's got to fix up and put his cars in, and make
a car
museum.
He's got t-shirts about his farm.
Yeah, he's got to make a car museum out of it. This guy's a wackadoo. I love him.
He's got to fix up a tractor now.
Speaking of that, just down the road a piece, they have built a massive complex of what appear to be luxury car storage facility.
We saw them
getting built.
Yes.
And every time I drive by there, I say to myself, man, I wonder what they charge.
High ground.
For that type of space.
I looked it up on Google while we were driving by, because I was like, well, let me see what
this
is all about.
Isn't it too expensive? Right?
It's so expensive, but they also, they claim to be, you know, as hurricane proof as you can be.
Right.
Higher ground, so you won't be flooded there.
Right.
So if you have, and I'm just naming out towns that I know nothing about. So
okay.
See if I'm tracking. If you have your McLaren in Sanibel.
Yes.
And a storm's coming in.
Right.
Instead of, you know, finding some random.
It's a security thing.
Yes.
Too. Very cool.
Would you?
Very, very
Sanibel's
cool.
Low. There's flooding
Sanibel's
there, right?
Sanibel's a barrier island, so you're going to get that. And by the way, knock on wood, we got that biggie out there that is looking like this is how they kill you. It's got every track in the world taking this thing out to sea and north, and then one tiny little string,
yeah, like a pubic
string
hair
of the spaghetti map that is at that is attached to my balls and coming right here across the state of Florida into me. We'll see what happens, but it's hurricane season.
You should put the family in one of those secure things.
I don't know why. I have no automobile that I would put in there, and I don't know why I'm fascinated by it, but I drive by it all the time, and I see their little air conditioning units outside that they have, and I see this secure building, and I would imagine the walls are super thick as well.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you go in there and scream and rant, and, well, I'm doing a show from a garage, you know?
Yeah. So,
but anyway, we'll see. Maybe next year. Yeah, we'll revisit that when, the time comes. But yeah, it's a Hoovy.
So we want a car expert.
Yes.
Because I think you and I talk about cars enough.
Hoovy ahead of Motor Week guy?
We'll take anybody we can get.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. I want a car expert and I want a watch expert. Okay. That's what I want. I want to try to do that. And I know how hard it is to find that guy from Northern Ireland, Oscar, because I did a dive and then I get to a page that says, hey, you want the contact numbers of agents? I said, no, I'm not paying for that.
Yeah.
Not going to do that. We're on a shoestring here, ladies and gentlemen.
Also, we're giving publicity.
Yeah.
Yes. It's our job. That's what we're going to do.
Did you try calling?
Raisin Bran.
Did you try calling a few bars?
For the guy, Nico?
Yeah, for the Irish guy.
I don't know what he's into. I'm not quite sure, but I think he likes an adult beverage.
Sure. I think a lot of these guys are, you know, aren't just characters.
He's from Northern Ireland, but he's Dutch. He's of Dutch origin. So he's got a very interesting accent, and he's a total maniac. And I'd love to get the guy on the show to talk about watches. He analyzes watches from people, and he'll like look at this mega hit superstar and say, that's a fake watch. He's got a fake Richard Mille on his wrist. Anyway, we could go on and on. That was totally stream of consciousness. Very therapeutic, too.
Yes.
As my son is in the room next door eating Raisin Bran.
Rest in peace, Pat Goss.
After projectile vomit. If he's got that skill set, he'll be able to get multiple days off of school.
Started a new Exorcist trilogy.
Yeah, fantastic. Puke on command in front of mommy. Day off from school. Anyway, we'll come back with more. Roundtable coming up. Hey, hot stuff. Ready to stay cool? Grab some Dodgrass and let's dive in. It's legal. It's organic. It's smokable hemp that will keep you cool, man. Spark up those pre-rolled joints. They're all about the low THC, high CBD vibes. And for you non-smokers, no worries. Dodgrass has tinctures and gummies that'll have you riding the mellow wave. No smoke required. At Jet Setters, listen up. Dodgrass is your travel buddy. Transportation Safety Administration is on board. You can take your chill on the go. That's right, you can fly with it. Fly high, stay mellow, the utmost experience, my friend. All Dodgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Plus, it's TSA approved. Right now, Dodgrass is offering our listeners 20% off their first order. When you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS, go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. That's dadgrass.com/TMOS, PayPal.
Release the Kraken!
I think you're releasing the news, not the Kraken.
I have to release the news from the printer. I had a difficult morning.
That's understandable. That's understandable. Do you know what the Kraken is?
Yeah, it's from...
Release the Kraken!
Which hockey team has the Kraken in Seattle?
Oh, I thought it was Vegas.
Or is it the soccer team? The soccer team has the Kraken.
I thought Vegas, Kraken. Vegas has
Knights.
The Kraken.
Vegas Knights.
Yeah.
That's the... isn't it a hockey team? Kraken?
Let me look right now.
Yeah. And it's based on something in literature or history or something. It's a bad guy,
Greek
whatever
mythology?
It is. Maybe not Greek. I don't know.
Kraken. I thought it was Seattle.
K-R-A-K.
We're going to start with Gary Busey.
Seattle
I'll start the
Kraken.
Story here.
Seattle
Kraken hockey team.
NHL.
All right. So Gary Busey in the news always jumps to the front of the hit parade. He rear-ended a woman in Malibu last week, then fled the scene. So she chased him down. She eventually caught up with him. He looked, and it's so Gary Busey, even though it's a video where you can like see through the window, but it's obviously
it's definitely Gary Busey.
Found him in a restaurant parking lot where she scolded him and tried to get his information. He told her he has Progressive Insurance.
You got
I
me,
guess
guys?
That's the company.
Yes, we
okay,
got you.
Excellent.
But he refused to give her anything else because, quote, I'm private. I'm private. I'm a private man. Then he took off again. You see him. He's on the video. Do we have the video, Rob?
We do. You want to roll it?
Yeah, roll the video. Let's see. This is Gary Busey hitting a woman, rear-ending a woman, apparently, and then she's chasing him as he is flying down the street.
Sir, you hit my car. I need your information. Sir!
Sir!
You hit my car!
He just takes right. off.
Speeds ahead. Then she catches up to him in a restaurant parking lot.
It doesn't matter. That. That's not how this works. You hit my car. You have scuffs all over your car.
It is banged up.
I want the number. I want the information. No. Sir, you
I'm
hit
private.
My car.
I'm private.
It doesn't matter. You
private.
Hit me. You hit my car. No, you rear-ended me. You can't hit someone
He's
and then
just
leave.
Taking off.
Gone.
He's...
Yo, that's not okay.
What's here's he, 103 now?
Here's my favorite part.
You hit my car. Sir.
Oh, my God.
You know,
blasting the Beach Boys.
Hitting someone.
Is he playing the Beach Boys?
Yeah, he's yeah. playing Wouldn't It Be Nice. And also, I just noticed.
He's got a handicap placard.
No, he's got no cover on his
someone.
On his rearview mirror.
Dude. What the f***? You can't hit someone and then just leave.
There he goes.
He's driving a sensible car.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, my God. We'll see where this goes. Yeah. This will be coming up later because you know it always does. That's the way it goes.
Funny.
So Gary Busey out there, interesting. Hit him off. Hit him off, Oscar.
I don't know. You see that, and he could say I was confused.
Is it?
But he's clearly with it. He understands
totally
exactly what's
it.
Going
he's
on.
Just, he's just being Gary Busey.
He's like, find me, lady. Good luck.
Yeah, I'm private.
I'm private.
I'm private. I'm going to drive away from you. I'm going to drive away from you after I run into your car. That's what I'm going to do. I'm a front of a person. I'm Progressive Insurance. There we go. All right, moving right along, ladies and gentlemen. We move from Gary Busey to Oprah and The Rock. Oprah and The Rock are in the news for an interesting reason. I'm not sure I agree with it, but
right.
It's weird. They thought they were doing good when they teamed up to ask people to donate to Maui wildfire relief. They even kicked off the fundraiser by dropping $10 million in the pot.
I remember this was last week, right?
Last week.
Yeah, they launched it.
But a lot of people think it's ridiculous for them to ask normal folks to donate, especially in this economy. Look, people are stressed out. People are mm-hmm. tapped out. Mm-hmm. People are dealing with inflation. It is difficult, and especially in this economy. And people were concerned these two could give so much more. And they're making their voices heard. Mm. Oprah, who's a billionaire 2.5 times over, got comments like these on her Instagram. You have billions. You could donate $100 million and still be as wealthy as before donating. You give the money. $10 million is 0.5% of $2 billion. You want my 0.5%? Here comes $16. I gave it to you post-tax. It's pissed people off that they're asking for money.
That.
This should be a private message between you and your billionaire mates. It's so outrageous that you are pleading for money. Girlfriend, these are just more and more messages they get. Girlfriend, it would take me almost 20 years to make the amount of money you just did today. You do it.
Isn't that
We're
the one you
said? Over here.
Because you always start a lot of your emails with girlfriend.
Yeah, I said, girlfriend, loan me $100,000.
Girlfriend.
The Rock is worth an estimated $300 million. His blowback included this comment, quote, dig in those deep pockets, Rock. You got this. Maui will thank you. A little more mellow than the Oprah blowback.
How do you take it?
I take it as they're using their power of celebrity to generate donations coming
that's
in.
Their
I don't
value,
think that's
right?
A bad thing. And they put in $10 million.
Yeah.
That's if they had put in nothing, they put in $10 million for Maui relief. And if you base all this on what you could afford to give, I think you're discounting the idea that you have Oprah, major celebrity, gets a lot of people to pay attention, The Rock, same thing.
Yep.
And that's what they're doing. I understand, with that said, completely. I hate to fence it, but I am fence sitting a little bit here. I understand why people are pissed off. I get it, you know, because people are being asked. We're constantly, I don't know if you guys are, I'm constantly inundated with, you know, people, give me, give me, give me. It happens all the time. And I think the inflationary situation with our economy right now is causing people to be a little pissed off. Because times are tighter. They are, by their very nature.
I think that what they did by calling attention to it, you really almost can't put a value on that. I mean, they're giving of a career that they've built their entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And $10 million is a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. Yeah. And the fact that they're staying behind it, and the fact that they're colluding, and the fact that Oprah and The Rock don't have a lot of overlap in their fan base, I would guess.
It is.
That's a great partnership right there.
I agree. Yeah, they should have called Zuckerberg and said, hey, dude, you got some bad PR.
We know the billionaire buddies.
Yeah, the billionaire buddies.
Probably not a bad idea.
How about
right?
100 mil to get this started?
I do know. I do know one thing that is pissing me off is when I tried to donate money, they said Rock and Oprah eat first.
Good callback. Oh my God! You know, as someone who has been to that place twice,
Maui.
I've been to Maui. I've been to Lahaina.
Yeah.
The second time I was in Maui was horrible weather, and we actually cut the trip short. Oof. I had taken my mother out there right after my father passed away, and as a kind of a feel good trip to clear the air and make her think about other things, and it was a disaster with weather and one of the saddest times in my life because I was doing this for my mom. But it's such a gorgeous little town, and it's just stunning to me still to look at that and see what high winds and fire can do anywhere.
Yep.
It's mind-boggling, and it's a very, very cool place, excuse me, and I really pull for the people out of Maui. I hope they
When you
I
came back from that trip with your mom, did Kathy say good job?
Good job. Good job. Yes, Ren.
Here's a hot take, if I've ever heard one. On the recent episode of his Club Random podcast, Bill Maher said that striking writers aren't owed a living. Bill Maher, with every year, is getting angrier and getting a little more out of touch, in my opinion. Here's the quote. Quote, they're asking for a lot of things that are like kooky. What I find objectionable about the philosophy of the strike is they kind of believe that you're owed a living as a writer, and you're not. This is show business. This is the make or miss league. Look, Bill, you got hit by the lucky stick, and congratulations. You worked your ass off. I respect that totally, but I think that this is about being compensated for the work that's done. Everything I've read about what these writers and actors want, you know, they're not asking for, you know, one opportunity.
No.
But residuals are residuals. And if your product that's out there is consumed down the road, it's the whole basis of why people write and act in television and movies. So you get a little taste of that.
Yeah. People are continuing to enjoy your art, so you should continue to get paid
for
it.
And if they don't reconcile this now, it's going to become what the music industry has become.
Right. Fragmented.
Like just fragmented pieces of scraping, not scraping by, but unless you tour, you're not making the fortune you would in the pass off your IP.
Here's what he added. He said, I feel for my writers. I love my writers. I'm one of my writers. But there's a big other side to it, and a lot of people are being hurt besides them. A lot of people who don't make as much money as them. I don't know, man. I think it's an empathy chip and to strike a balance, and I think really... we haven't heard a lot about it, and I was asking about it just the other day. So to hear him comment on it, I think you'll probably be getting a little bit more of this as time goes by, because this strike's been going on too long, in
my
opinion.
All I know is it feels so good. Back when I did my project with Judd Apatow, I got a SAG after check this week for 58 cents.
Right.
And you know what? It felt
good.
Most
of us aren't getting those checks. It's awesome.
That's very cool. Pennies,
how big do you think their checks are?
Oh, it'd be huge.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, so Bill Maher added that this is a bad time to strike because streamers have tons of stuff in the pipeline and they're already looking for a reason to slow down production so they don't have any incentive to come to the table. Now, I don't know that and I don't know whether that's true.
I'd like to see all that content from the streamers because it seems to me it's dried up to a trickle lately.
I believe that. I believe that there's a lot of stuff. And doesn't Bill Maher wear the producer hat as well?
Oh, I'm sure he wears a lot of hats. Right? Yeah.
Moving right along, Kanye West and Bianca Censori are
Bianca Sensori. She got the great body.
Does she ever get sad?
She's so sad to be with that crazy man, Kanye.
Thank you.
They're in trouble. They're under investigation by Italian police for possibly breaking standards of public decorum on their little boat ride that we talked about last week, where you could see his butt, and he was obviously getting that special favor.
I don't know. I think there was like something wrong with the zipper.
You think he was just straightening his undies or something like that?
I heard his belt buckle smelled funny.
Oh, that's gross. One week after the rapper flashed his bare butt riding a river taxi in Venice, as his Yeezy employee knelt beside him. Was she a Yeezy employee? Is that where he
I think it's his girlfriend. I don't know if she works for him.
Yeah, I thought it was his girlfriend. And it was her that was kneeling. the images show the couple clearly in a state of intimacy. And the local prosecutor decides to press charges. They will notify the couple most probably through the relevant embassies. The source claims to have received complaints from people who witnessed the nudity. The offense being investigated is acts contrary to public decency, which is punishable by an administrative sanction. Not sure what that is. The reported investigation comes on the heels of West 46 and Sensori 28 being banned for a life from the boat company. He's 46 years old. She's 28.
The boat company is going to ban them?
Like the dinghy?
Yeah.
Would you like to know the name of the boat company?
I sure would.
Venezia Turismo Montescapi. You cannot do that on a boat. You don't do that on a boat, you'll never ride it again.
Call the Italian police.
You like pasta?
I do.
I got 4 pounds of it.
It's sound. Look, whoa, of all the places to have that done, you're in an open-air boat in a canal where there are people on both sides. They're walking around, and there he is in the back. By the way, the boat had an undercover area, too.
Yeah, you got to go to the cabin, I guess.
Could have gone down
as
that
we all
house.
Learned from Captain Stabbing.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it was weird. The whole thing is weird to me. It really, really is. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. I don't think they're going to get in real
big
trouble.
We wish them all the best.
Oh, no, we don't. Anyway, finally, an Air Canada passenger claims that two of her fellow travelers were recently escorted off a plane because they refused to sit on vomit-covered seats.
Hey, it's
for
almost
a five-hour flight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Passenger Susan Benson. Hey, Benson. wrote about the incident in a Facebook post. She's not the one. She's a passenger that observed the whole thing. She explained that before a flight from Las Vegas to Montreal took off, three passengers struggled to get seated because of a rancid smell. How
That's
friggin'
so
nasty
bad.
Is that? Here's her quote, that it was a bit of a foul smell, but we didn't know at first what the problem was. Apparently, on the previous flight, someone had vomited in that area. God, what is diarrhea yesterday? Vomit today? My God.
As someone who's about to fly, like, I learned the hard way coming back. What was the last trip we were on? Boston.
Yeah.
It was a JetBlue. I put my hand in the little slip in the front just to.
Oh, don't ever do that.
Oh, nasty.
And there was just like a wet tissue in
that. I didn't know you did that.
And
that's
I said,
that's like
Shannon,
the grossest
you're
part
a Tucker,
of the airplane.
That's
I literally
your
I pulled it out and I said, "Shan, look at this." She's like, "Why would you pull it out?"
Yeah, that's like the guy that picks up dog crap and says, "Look what I almost
look
stepped
what
in."
I found.
So this witness on the plane says that the customers reportedly raised the issue to the staff on the airplane. They explained that their seats were wet and still had vomit residue.
VR, Mike.
And here's her quote. When the clearly upset passengers tried to explain to the flight attendant that the seat and seatbelt were wet and there was still visible vomit residue in their area, the flight attendant was very apologetic but explained that the flight was full and there was nothing they could do.
Oh.
The lady also added that the staff seemed reluctant to give them blankets to cover their seats. I wouldn't have done it with a blanket. I would not have done that.
No.
The passengers reportedly argued with the staff for several minutes. When a flight attendant brought her supervisor on, they reiterated that there was nothing they could do. Security guards eventually escorted the two women off the plane after the pilot came out and was very curt. It's my way or the highway. That's really what this is, Air Canada. And I don't know what you do. I'd probably be escorted off the plane.
I would too.
Wouldn't sit and vomit.
But I would before that, I would give them the option of giving me some Raisin Bran.
Thank you. Callback. Callbacks. Rob's on his callback game today. Speaking of flights, we do want to ask Oscar about his big trip.
Medellin.
He's going out of the country to what was once referred to as quite a dangerous location of the world. We'll find out all about that when we come back. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, 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 whoa. We're sponsored by Groove Life. I love Groove Life. I've told you about it forever. You can up your style game with Groove Life belts. They are fantastic. I have made the switch and I have not gone back. These belts are my constant companions. The Groove belt boasts unique webbing. I'm going to whip it out right now.
Look out.
What do you think of that? So this is my old one. This is the first one that I ever got. It's got Old Glory on it.
Yeah,
nice. Isn't that a nice subtle way?
You do love America.
I do love America.
Yeah.
And I wear this because I play golf in it, and I want those people down there and say, you're not the only patriot, Mr. Man.
How's that received?
Love it or wear it.
I wish I could say that.
I don't really say that,
you know?
Daniel's son.
Mike's not joking. They sent him one. For free.
That's right.
How many did you buy?
Four. And the total is five.
They're great. The Groove Belt, they have this webbing that is different than other of its kind. There's so many belts out there. These are all you need. Perfect. I just hope they keep making them. If they keep making them, like different ones, I'm going to be getting them. They're powerful. They have magnets. It's a neodymium magnet. All right. So here's the way it looks.
Listen, stop the music.
See that?
Nice.
Here's the way it looks. And then when you want to close the belt buckle, boom.
Yep.
And look, it's not going anywhere.
Oh, it's not going anywhere.
It doesn't go anywhere.
No. Like a
powerful
superhero belt. It truly,
it's like
truly
the Civil
is.
War. I'm pulling out Old Glory. Oh, I don't want to do that upside down. I'm pulling out Old Glory. Yeah, there you go. I love my product. I really do.
It's
no
awesome.
Hassle. Snap it on effortlessly. Say farewell to bothersome belt flaps with the ingenious Stiff Tech buckle. That's what this is.
Yep.
It was almost hard to break it off there. There's your Stiff Tech buckle right
there.
Not
going anywhere.
94-year warranty. They're great. They have wallets, too, that are phenomenal. Thank you for buying your wallet. Trip did that. Trip's been very, very spending this week, and we appreciate it. Time to bring your belt into the 21st century. Head to groovelife.com/TMOS. You'll get 20% off all Groove Life products. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our link, groovelife.com/TMOS, 20% off your order. One last time, groovelife.com/TMOS, 20% off your order. Just click the button on our website. Next week, our boy Oscar Santana taking a little vacay
to the air,
to South America. And I'm not sure how this germinated. You had mentioned it. I forgot. But you're going down to Medellin, Colombia, which I watched Narcos. I understand how it works. And I have to admit, the idea of you going down there, seeing as you are my business guru for this show, I'm thinking about it. A little concerning.
It's not a district of Colombia, is it?
No. Will I be taken is the question that was posed to me by someone. And I said, I don't think I meet the threshold for success to be taken. So.
Well, what if they wanted like a lot of microphones?
I know you're an eco-tourist. Hold on. Let me start again.
Yes.
I know you're a terrorist.
I know
you've snatched Oscar Santana. But I want you to know, I've got a very serious set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for a Colombian from Medellin like you. I will find you, and I will kill you.
You started out with an Irish accent.
Because I want to make sure I identify, because I'm insecure that way.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I'm doing Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
So I don't go right to the American accent, you know? And by the way, his bad American accent is used in almost all the movies he does.
That would be a good impression for you to work on, bad American accent.
Okay. That's kind of challenging. I'll get right to it.
I had a guy that I knew from England, and his bad American accent was, hey, I have bananas on my hands.
There you go. Hi, Pally.
How you doing?
So how did this start? How did you?
My brother wrote me 3 months ago and said, the guy, like a bunch of his meds, residency friends from med school, they're going down to visit one of their friends that were in the same class, I don't know if I can give too much information, but
don't bother. Yeah, don't do that.
I know. Yeah, he's done very well in life.
Okay.
And, he has lived all over the world, and now he set up base camp in Medellin. I think he started dating, and then his girlfriend's from there. I don't know the details.
Get off the plane and you walk into the patio of this guy's, and it's like, oh, welcome, Tony. Yeah. Does anybody know the impression I'm doing right there? Ha ha, Tony.
Yes.
Very good.
I've met everybody that's going on this trip because they're all my brother's friends. And they were all my brother's wedding. So I know these guys, right? They're all anesthesiologists. Mm-hmm. They're all surgeons. It's just this group of guys. And the first thing I asked, they said, I got to ask if Shannon goes, no, this is a guy's trip, but we're good. And I'm like, all right. So I'm not thinking of my wife because I asked, hey, can Shannon come?
Right.
And he's like, no, no one's bringing their girlfriends or wives. Like, we're just going to go down. I said, great. I said, is there anything I need to bring or I'm asking my brother these things. And he gave me some context and I was like, you know what? Like that's going to fall in the middle of football season. We got this ESPN show coming up. And I said this on the air. I said, I don't know. There's some business and transactions that are going on behind the scenes. And if we're in the midst of that, I don't know if the best thing for me to do is just go on a trip to Medellin out of the blue. Right.
Ever?
So we got through a lot of that this August, and there's some clarity now. And I told my brother when we were on the phone, he's like, hey, can you, the offer's still up to go to Medellin. Like, now that, a lot of that stuff has been clarified, it'd be nice to have you there with me. And I said, well, and then he says this, and this is when you've got to, he goes, I'll cover the flight.
Okay.
And there I'm 45. I can pay for the flight. We'll be okay. Thank you for the offer. I said, what's the story with us staying there? And he goes, no, the guy we're going to go visit he owns a hotel there in Medellin. So he said,
by the way, you keep doing this and I can't stop this picture from running through my head about what it's going to be like when you sit down with this guy to start with. This is exactly what I think of. All right. This is what I think is going to happen. Oscar arrives. He's driving up this this windy road to this massive estate, and suddenly he goes through the gate where they have armed guards.
In our factory, I can guarantee production of 200 kilos refined every month of the year. The problem is I have no steady market. So basically, what I'm looking for is somebody in the States who can share the risk with paying.
I think you have every right to have those stereotypes in place. And you know what's wild?
It's a naked stereotype.
I'm from La Paz, Bolivia, right?
Right.
So I'm sure the majority of my life, and even to this day, when people they hear where I'm from, they think narco.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they realize that we live in Olney. My dad was...
And this is a curiosity mission for you too, isn't it, right? You're kind of curious as to what
everything's going to have. Yes, because my brother went with his family just 6 months ago, and they were safe. I was concerned about our safety.
They what came back, Mike, with almost all their children, and it was a great
trip. What is the activity you're looking forward to?
I just want to hang out with my brother.
You're going to hang out with your brother? Yeah. Are you guys doing anything special? Is there anything?
This is what's great. The text thread for the trip started yesterday with all the guys, and they have all these inside jokes. I'm on the outside. I have no idea what's going on.
You're going to be killed.
I'm liking things. I don't know if they're jokes. I just want to be looking for my end to this conversation, this text thread.
Hope Oscar enjoys his helicopter ride. LOLOLOLOL. Wow.
What I love about them, because they've done very well in their own right.
Yes.
But they're not, that multi-hundred million, they haven't sold. I can't say this, that I do know that their colleague that we're going to go visit.
Right.
had a massive exit from a firm that he built 10 years ago.
So he's not just a medical guy. He's a business an entrepreneur.
Man. Yes. So he just had a massive exit last year. And this is like their big trip to celebrate that he had this exit.
When you're down there, would you mind asking him if he wouldn't mind loaning me $100,000? That's a well, good luck.
Yes,
and
I'll let you
can't
know.
Wait. I can't wait for the updates. You know, you're not going to, Oscar will not be broadcasting down there, but he'll certainly give us updates when he gets back safely.
Thank you. Just four shows. I just missed four shows.
Mike, there will be no loan, but they will put you on the text thread.
Fascinating. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more right after this. Everybody. You're playing with fire.
Oh, no.
With females for hire. Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, stay refreshed. I've got it right here. Almost had all of it, and I've been swilling it with my liquid IV. This is the, is it the green grape? I think it is.
I think it is. We have it over there, yeah.
Oh, it's so good. Stay refreshed and energized this scorching summer. Ditch the dull water and the sugary sports drinks, the Solution Liquid IV. We love it. You'll love it. America's number one powdered hydration brand. Experience the power of Liquid IV's new sugar-free line.
Oh,
unlock unparalleled hydration with zero sugar and no artificial sweeteners. I tell you, if you're out in this heat, if you're out there and
you'll
you
sleep better, hydrated.
So much better if you stay on it. It's fantastic. Three times the electrolytes compared to sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins for daily wellness. It beats water's hydration speed, and the flavors, oh so delicious, white peach, green grape, and lemon lime. Feel amazing while making a global impact. Liquid IV has donated 39 million servings across 50 countries. Join me and choose Liquid IV for a revitalizing world-changing... I'm getting distracted here.
I'm so sorry.
A revitalizing and world...
I'm having flashbacks.
Experience. Real people, real flavor, real hydrating. Now sugar-free. Grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco or get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com. Use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Everything all right up there?
What are you feeding him?
Santos crop dusted us.
Yeah.
And he doesn't usually have gas.
There was a little one at the front of the show, but this one made it over here.
This was terrible. I had to open up the door.
Oh, man. Frankie walked right into the door frame yesterday. He doesn't have vision anymore. It's such a drag. It's a bummer.
Like but a glass door or?
Like a screen door outside.
Yeah,
just
like Bing Crosby's
right
kids used to do.
Yeah. Oh, it looks like Gary fell down the stairs again.
Again.
Bingo. Yes, sirree. Out of here on a steel guitar.
But he's happy still, right? Frankie is?
He seems. I mean, he still gets excited when it's treat time. So as long as he's got something to look forward to.
He was doing okay in March when we were down there. He was responsive.
And, you know, he sleeps in the marital bed and, you know, I pet him and he licks my hand. So he's not going anywhere.
Okay.
I love my Frankie. He's fantastic. I want to ask Rob about your little incident the other day at your community pool.
Awkward.
You did some pooling over the weekend?
Yeah. It got to be, you know, the pool closes on Labor Day and we had still had a lot of guest passes. So Carrie called the family that she babysits for and said, would you like to bring the kids to the pool? And they said, absolutely, that'd be great. And they've got 5 youngsters from like 3 to 15.
Do you have a big pool in your neighborhood?
Pretty big, yeah. It doesn't, you know what the problem is? It doesn't have a real deep end. I think it goes to 6 feet.
Okay.
That's most pools. Right.
Yeah, but I like it. It's very nice and it's not too crowded. And so she said, would you like to go? I said, you know what? I've been to the pool maybe once this year. I'd love to go. And it was in the afternoon. It was like 3:30 or 4. Not a big tanning time, so I wasn't going to roast myself again. So I grabbed my earbuds and I go with them to the pool. We meet there, sign in, go in. And right away, some guy that's sitting in the pool says, hey, Rob. And I said, hey. And Carrie says, who's that? I said, I don't know. At all.
I hate that.
I do too.
I really hate that when that
and
happens.
And so she says, well, okay. And it's happened before, but you'd want to be cordial. You don't want to be like a dick about it. So I go and I find my sun lounger, as they say in Jaws, and I put in my earbuds and listen to some music and just, you know, dig the chill of the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see him get out of the pool and he comes over and he sits down. You know, I'm like laying on the sun lounge with my legs out, and he sits on the sun lounge next to me, like right at me. He says, "How have you been?" I said, "Great."
Are you getting a listener vibe out of him?
I get to that. Okay. But I'd have no idea because, you know, I've been in that neighborhood a long time and I used to drink. So I don't know where I know this guy from.
One of your blackout friends.
But, could have been a blackout friend.
Okay. Just hit pause for 2 seconds.
Coy.
Would you drink at the pool?
We have had drinks at the pool. It's okay. Not allowed, but we snuck them in.
Oh, yeah, because I had a community pool. As a lifeguard, I was like, no one would ever drink at the pool.
Well, we made a huge batch of mock Gatorade. We had to match the color.
These guys are tailgating at the community pool.
It was great.
That's
not
wild.
Like it's the first time. I'd do it.
Yep. And so,
I mean, really? You know, you can't drink at the pool. Come on. It's best place
and
to
so
drink.
He says, how have you been? I said, great. And this is the point I should have said. Really, really should have said, forgive me. Can you remind me how we know each other? But
that's fair.
That's awkward.
But say it's awkward, and sometimes you just don't want to deal with that.
Yeah. And so at this point.
So now you're faking the conversation like you know him.
I had paused my earbuds. Now I realize I'm in for something. I have to take my earbuds out.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well.
You really don't want to be bothered at this point.
No.
You don't want to be bothered.
I mean, even if it was a really, maybe if it was like a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy says, I said, well, my kids are in college. You know, Julia's out of college and Robert's up there. Things are going good. It was a nice summer, hot. I haven't been to the pool a lot. How has your summer been? He says, great. You know, and my kids are over there, but don't tell them I'm going to Disneyland with them this week.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And I said, oh, that's really great. It's really, you're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah,
and I said, over there is, that's Carrie over there. And he said, you know, I've never had the pleasure. And I'm like, oh no.
No. So the imposition continues. The imposition.
And I really would. And now I'm too deep in to admit I don't know who it is.
But you're a nice person. You don't want to be a dick to
you have the easiest out.
What is?
I'm sorry I've been hospitalized.
Yeah, I'm in recovery.
A lot's changed. I don't know.
And I said, yeah, well, you know, she would love to meet you, I'm sure, but she's busy with the kids over there. And then he calls his kids and his wife over.
Oh, no.
And he says, these are my kids and my wife. I said, it's so nice to meet you. And I said, we've not met. And then the kids are like maybe the girl is like 4, the boy's maybe 7.
So he's younger than you.
Yeah, he is. He is. Not by much. And also, I want to say, if you are listening to this, sir, I apologize. I hope
never
I didn't
got his
this.
Name.
No, well, didn't get to that. And okay. I said, "Hey, it's great to meet you." And then the dad says, "You know, Rob and I go way back." I said,
"Oh, Rob, you didn't find out?"
He said, "We drank together on the air one Friday," and I think, he must have been someone who came in and drank. On the Mike O'Mara show when we would do Cocktail Fridays. But
he came into your house, probably.
No, to the studio in Fairfax. That's the thing I got.
Oh, okay, way back.
Yeah, way back. And maybe, because mostly we brought in ladies, so I'm thinking maybe he provided some drink or something, but instead of asking all these questions, what I said was, yes, we had quite a time, didn't we?
Oh, God, you totally crap out. You got to bite the bullet. So you're so passive.
This is mortifying.
It's really.
When was that? What was. Here's what I do in the exact same situation.
Okay.
What was that thing? What the hell? Refresh my memory. What were we doing?
That would have been the wise way to handle it.
And you don't insult anybody when you do that.
But he finally said, well, it's great to see you, because I was really doing everything to sort of wind the conversation down.
Yeah.
Because all of the windows of opportunity to make me not be a total jackass had gone away.
Yeah, this is who you truly are.
Yeah, it was really bad. And then I said, well, you know what? It was great to see you. Have fun this week, giving him a little wink because it's Disney and the kids don't know. And they pack up their stuff and they go. And Carrie comes back and she says, who was that? I said, still don't know.
Oh, God.
Do you know why I love this show?
Why
is that?
I know who it is.
Who is it?
because that person wrote me that evening after seeing Rob.
Oh no!
Oh, so he is a fanboy.
That's horrible.
And when you hear his name, I hope you feel as horrible as you should feel.
Oh, this is
I already I already feel bad.
You should also question, what else are you missing in your life if you don't recognize this gentleman from the time we spent together, not just on the air, but at the radio station?
Okay.
Let me go into my texts.
Oh, my God.
This is horrifying.
God.
I didn't think this would have this kind of hair.
So happy I didn't read ahead and I didn't say anything because I was like, this is strange. Okay.
It was the worst, Mike. And now it's going to get even worse.
You have met this gentleman and you've met his wife because they came to the radio station a handful of times.
Okay.
This is at Sunday at 9:30 p.m.
Okay.
What's up, man? I just saw Rob at the pool today and chatted for a minute. Maybe think of you. We haven't talked in a while. Miss you, bro. I said, hi. Like, yeah, we have, like, we were friendly. I know he's in my phone. This is his full name.
Right.
Like, okay. I know who he is. I said, we'd love to see you guys again. I'm talking about him and his wife.
Sure.
And,
you are really taking your time.
So we have a quick little chat. He goes, kind of funny yet strange. Pretty sure Rob had no effing idea who I was.
Oh no!
Busted! Busted!
I really thought I might have pulled it off. No. I'm so sorry to everyone. Can I see his name?
Oh.
No, you share with everybody at the same time. Who was it?
From your Washington Commanders.
Yes.
There's a superstar beloved by America. His name is Chris Cooley.
Yes.
Chris Cooley's brother's Tanner Cooley.
Yeah.
Tanner Cooley is the gentleman that Rob has met a zillion times before.
I have met him.
It was Tanner Cooley and his family.
I had no idea.
And Tanner looks the same.
Well, no, he had a beard.
Yeah.
He did have a beard.
He looks like Tanner.
Well, you know what? He was horribly out of context. Tanner, I'm so sorry.
So Tanner was like, hi, Rob.
Does Tanner live in the hood?
He lives
in Leesburg.
Pool,
yeah.
So he's like, hi, Rob. And he's like, hi. He's like excited to meet. Like, I pick up the, like.
He's a filmmaker, for God's sake.
But he's also a friend, right?
I know.
You've met him a zillion times.
I know. And you know what? When he mentioned that we'd had drinks together, that was him helping me out. And I still couldn't do it. Tanner, I'm a villain in this story.
You busted his balls more than anybody
else.
Yes,
I believe I did.
You did.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, Tanner, I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry.
That demon alcohol.
Mike, it'll get every
terrible.
Time it'll get you. That'll get you.
Hey, watch out. Yeah. Tanner Cooley. Oh, my God. That's a payoff. Oh, my God.
Maybe for you.
That is a payoff of payoffs.
What a bite in the ass.
Hi, Tanner.
We'll come back with Embarrassed Rob and the flip side right here on the Mike O'Berry Show.
Physically hurts.
Hey, everybody. It's so hot. All the burgers at Jimmy Buffett's restaurant are coming out well done. Wow, that's too soon.
It is.
Anyway. But you can satisfy your needs at Dermglow. They've got the scoop on SunGuard. I love it. The most epic sunscreen in town. And that's not all. Dermglow's got the whole kit for your skin's A-game. Swing by in person or hop on a virtual skin consultation. Trust me, the transformation is unreal. Hit up DermGlowSkin.com and discover what you've been missing. Lightning fast shipping, global delivery, and afterpay for your ease. Can't make up your mind? Opt for an e-gift card. And be sure to tell them that noted smoker Timothy Chalamet sent you. Kendall Jenner. God. No bio, no disclaimer, just quality estheticianizing. And now back to the show. Whoa, with the flip side, everybody.
The flip side.
I just want you to know that's the kind of revelation on the show that's going to hang with me.
Yeah, that's a social
well, long time.
Not an A-lister himself, but the brother
of an
A-lister. A famous Washington
football
team member.
Not an unknown entity, though.
No, this is
when
true.
He played one of the biggies biggies. It's,
no, but Tanner is a known entity. He made a movie with him.
He's a known entity, certainly to us.
Yes,
but I'm saying that's what I. It's like if if it was a rando listener that he saw and then maybe had a cup of coffee with or had one drink with on there,
right,
fine.
Right. And but, Tanner's the kind of guy that wouldn't tell you either. So he was enjoying your discomfort.
He was loving it.
Yeah.
Like, yep. Because so much so that he reached out to me.
Well, yeah, right. He knew that this was going to make me feel even worse. Yeah.
Well, take solace in the fact that, you know, not like he lives in Beverly Hills now.
What do you mean?
No, as far as the movie making business.
Oh, he's a teacher now,
he's
if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, I didn't know he's an educator. Oscar knows all about him.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I can't even recognize him.
And he's got a family.
Yeah. He does.
And a beautiful wife.
Yeah, beautiful family. Yeah. Beautiful family. Yeah.
Great stuff. I love
Tanner,
that.
I am so sorry. Mm-hmm. Mike, this will cheer you up because it's coming to Paramount.
Ghosts Don't Exist.
No, it's not Ghosts Don't
you
Exist.
Let that
although
go.
That is a great movie.
Isn't that his movie?
Yeah.
I don't think he... I don't think he's holding on to it. Like, I don't think he talks about it anymore.
I gave you the name of the movie. What did you mean, no? That's the name of the movie.
I remember you when you came back from filming Ghosts Don't Exist, you're like, ugh, I thought it was going to be a big production. It was just a small production. Like, you were just killing it. And I'm like, it's an independent film. What'd you expect?
I was pleased with the outcome.
I will say this. When Mike arrived on set, right away, he recognized Tanner Cooley.
Amen. All right, Rob, we're running out of time.
Yes, we are. This will make you feel better, Mike. It's debuting on Paramount streaming service on October 12th.
Y'all know how this goes. Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
It's a new recording.
And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe. But I got you pegged.
Frasier's coming back?
Yes, and then it'll be on CBS.
But I don't know what to do with those.
I didn't know this.
Like a new version of Frasier?
Mm-hmm, a reboot.
Frasier has re-entered the building.
This is crazy.
And it's actually getting some decent press. It will stream on the 12th of October, my wedding anniversary, and then we'll go on CBS on the 17th, and will be a sitcom on CBS coming this fall.
Doesn't happen very often.
Does not. I mean, there's been a long, long time between the last and the new, so we'll see what happens.
I do not share Oscar's enthusiasm.
Okay, let's close with this. Mike, let us close with this.
All right.
A girl in Utah got a tonsillectomy, and she was in post-op. And, you know, some people take to the anesthesia much better than others.
Right.
I love anesthesia. This girl was a mess, and she was she got a little too personal with her revelation.
It's going to be okay, don't you think?
I forgot to wear underwear here.
She forgot to wear underwear.
I forgot, and they said you can take anything else, so I'm going to leave your underwear. I said, I'm not wearing any.
Who's with you right now?
My mom. You know her.
You know her.
I need to, seriously, I have some business I need to attend to.
You have something to attend to?
Business. You don't understand. It's business.
Yeah, and you know who did that surgery? Tanner Cooley. I've got to go dig a hole and sit in it, Mike, but that's all I have for you today.
Those tonsillectomies are tough. Just ask Kanye. Anyway, we have to take our lead, and we will be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. Tanner Cooley. What a great payoff. Anyway, for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Barrett saying so long, everybody.
I am an idiot.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.